You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara says that you can't do an Isser where, because of that Isser, you will be embarrassed. You'll be covered in Brias. The Gemara's example is a person is wearing Kalayim. All of a sudden, he realizes Kalayim, or, quote to many Hashem, says, you see your friend wearing Kalayim. So you have to take it off, or your friend has to tell you, you're wearing Kalayim. Now, it's going to be very embarrassing, right? He's going to sit there with his, take off his pants. It's a very embarrassing thing. I was like, oh, you know, those pants, there was Gucci pants. You know what they're made out of? A tie mailer. Okay, I don't know. Maybe in a chasma. It's embarrassing to take off your, nowadays anything goes. So, right, it's not so embarrassing, right? But a kaponim, all right, a mechubadik pen person who never walks in the street with a jacket, without a jacket. So take off his jacket. Everybody sees him walking around with a shirt sleeve. It's embarrassing. Cover the brias is not doichinism. So Gemara goes through a whole shock of hetayrim. What about this? What about that? Let's just give examples. What are the basic hetayrim? The basic hetayrim are a derabanan. Again, you know, not to be taken lightly, but the Gemara has an example in Shabbos, not there. The Gemara just says a derabanan. The Gemara in Shabbos, in those days, as we know, they didn't have Baruch Hashem like we have, a paper on Shabbos that we can clean ourselves when we have to relieve ourselves, right? And they used to use rocks and stones and grass, whatever it is, which is muktzah, right? The rock is muktzah, grass is muktzah, and so forth. So people used to prepare it to clean themselves. A person forgot, right? He forgot to prepare for Shabbos. Many of us forget a lot of things before Shabbos, right? We have a whole list what we're supposed to do, and usually ends up our wives done with it. But we were supposed to also, you know, press this, do that. Put on the Shabbos clock, that's the big poilish, right? If you didn't put on the Shabbos clock, that's a tremendous innovation because the lights are going to be on the whole Shabbos. But right, you got to do a lot of things. So first of all, he can use muktzah to clean himself. Excuse me for saying it, you have lemaisa for us. Let's say a person forgot to get tissues for Shabbos. So he could do it in a way where he flushes the bowl and the paper goes down by itself because he's not the one who's tearing it. Tearing it is a problem of a derisa because you want it exact, right? But if you're doing it through stam, it gets torn through that. That's a issa derabanan, but cover the bris mimutta. Okay, so that's about not to be used lightly. Just to give an example, the rishonim say the medayik and gemaras. Let's say to do a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. That's not mutta, even though it's derabanan, because malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, you're doing the same act. You're just your mind is not for that purpose. The case of the gemara is to take out a mace. A mace is in the sun and it's covered in brias. The mace is going to get rotten. So you want to bring it into the Rishus Yachid. You just want to take it out from there. Not that you need him in the Rishus Yachid. You don't want him in the sun. That's some Lach Shein Tzicha Gufa. Where Yishenim explain, you can't do it because you can have it. Oh, it's very good. If I bring it to the house, then everybody will be able to say goodbye to him. Everybody will be able to dress him. Mechveis will be easier. Motzei Shabbos by the Levaya. So then it's a Malacha Shetzichu Gufa. Different examples. Another question Gemara asks and answers is Mamanis. We all know we learned Bav Metzia, hopefully as kids, right? Eil Metzias, Zaken Ve'ena Lefik Voida, right? A person walking and he sees a yarmulke hanging in a sewer or something. He knows it's a yarmulke, it says in Hebrew, so he doesn't have to worry about it. Now, if you yourself, your yarmulke fell in sewer, you wouldn't go to get it. That's Zaken Ve'efik Voida. So you're not mechuyev to return. Ah, your friend, who you return it, he would look for it in the sewer, right? He would do that. Teretz is the Teretz Patage, it's a pasuk. So Gemara says that's mammon. Mammon is different. Why? Because your friend could be meichel. It's not intrinsically a mitzvah, an iser not to return it. It's only because your friend wants it. If your friend says it's hefka, he's miyayish on it, so there's no mitzvah. So mammon is mutter too. That's one of the things. Then the Gemara has ahoy lech lishchet as pischoy. Somebody's going to shecht is Pesach. Lomel is b'noy, and all of a sudden he sees a mace mitzvah. Someone she'ain lo koivim. Why? Because of that, he's going to lose out his carbon Pesach, which is kares. Or he's not going to mal his son on the eighth day. You're allowed. I covered a bria, so it could be doicha. Your essay, your mitzvah. Sheva al tase. Because it's not a kum va'ase. A sheva al tase is mutter. So what's called a sheva al tase? Not doing something. Klayim, even though right now I'm just wearing him, but I had to put it on. That's called a maisa. That's already based on a few gemaras where a person does something. So even though right now he's passive, he's just wearing the klayim, but since he put it on, that's called a maisa. That's what Gemara says. In fact, Rashi Akasha, Kohen Gadol, the din is a Kohen Gadol, cannot be metam himself, not to his father, not to his mother. Kohen is not allowed to be metam himself, but to Shiva Kraven, to his mother, his father, his brother, and so forth. But he cannot be metam himself, a Kohen Gadol, I'm sorry, cannot be metam himself even to his parents. But the Gemara says, a pasuk lachoysam hatamad loyma, that a Kohen Gadol could go ahead and be metam himself for meis mitzvah. So you see, covered abrius is doicha, the lav of kuhuna. That's the kasha that Rashi asks. Tosis answers, and not only Tosis answers this question, but the Ramban, the Shakasai brings a Ramban that had a girsa in the Gemara that the Gemara asks this question and says Tosis is teretz. And we'll see that's halacha lemaisa. Tosis says that the lav of kuhuna could be pushed away for kavod abrius of kohen gadol being metame because it's a lav she'enoi shove bekoil. It's not as strong. Since it's a lav that's not on everybody, ein shove bekoil means ein shove bekoil. It's not equal to everyone. Only kahanim have this lav. Therefore, it's not as strong as a regular lav. And from this pasuk, you see kavod abrius is doichid. And again, the Ramban has that question, the Gemara, and that answer. Now, this is brought l'alacha l'maisa, psak in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Ayin Aleph, that the Issa of Kuhuna, those who are Kohanim, have to know these halachas, right? A Kohen can't go to a basic kvaras, Kohen has to be careful when he drives along certain highways, that there's no trees coming from a basic kvaras, even flying on. You have to be very careful, right? So it says over here like this, in Ramah, let's say a Kohen is sleeping in a house, and he's sleeping without clothing, let's say with a hot day, whatever, in those days, remember, they had no air conditioners, so it could be, the guy sleeping under the covers. Mash and the Gemaras, right, those of you learning Daf Yomi know all about Krishna, the people did not have pajamas, didn't have the clothing we have. Many times they slept, without their clothing, right? Told me of a Pinchas Ostila, he was an Edom by the Belzer Rav. He was a very big person, and he was a very mesudadika person. So Rabbi Yankov, when the Rav Rebbe was here, 17 years ago, so when your father Oliver Shom said that he knew of Pinchas Ostila, the Skver Rebbe, he was the Skver Rebbe's grandfather. I don't know exactly how the relation. He was listening. Your father, Oliver Shom, was sitting over there next to the Rebbe, and I was after him, and I heard the conversation. He kept asking about Rav Pinchas. He saw Pinchas. So later on, he told me that with this Rav Pinchas, he saw him that when he used to go to sleep, he used to take off his pants, put under his pillow, so it should straighten it out. It should iron it out. They didn't have, irons like we have it. That should be always neat. And he says he was very meticulous about the way he looked. Anyway, so Shulchan Aruch it says like this: a kohen is sleeping, and all of a sudden, Chman Atzlan, there's a mace in the house. Yeah, so you have to wake up the kohen to tell him to leave, but you could tell him get dressed. He doesn't have to run out. Now, no, it's because it is Taisvis. If it was some other situation where it was an Isser, he'd have to run out, even though it's the most embarrassing thing, right? But since it's a lav of kuhuna, he can be mekel. So we paskin like this taisvis, right? So lach alamaisa that a lav she'ena shava bakarl, lav she'ena shava bakarl, you can be doich of a covered abriyah. So he puts on his clothing. Ramon says he puts on his clothing. You tell him to put on his clothing. You wake him up. You put on his clothing, and then he goes out. But you first tell him to put on his clothing. Taisvis in Shavuos talks about the Gemara. You first hear the Gemara. So what does this have to do with the shir we're going? Zacha v'shama, right? That women are chayv in kiddush hayom. Shenemar zacha v'shama. Zacha v'shama is in the first. Zacha is in the first luchas. Shama is in the second luchas. Chazal mekabel it's a hekish, right? Zacha v'shama b'diba echad. Even though we say in our lachadaydi shama v'zacha, that's because his name was Reb Shloima Alkabatz. He put the shin before so he should spell out his name. But it's Zachav Hashemah. So what do we learn out from there? Whoever is chayev in Shmiras Shah, no, his woman should be part of from Kiddush. because it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Groma. But since the Chayiv and Shmiras Shabbos are lav, because the Klal of Zman Groma is only applicable to lav, essay, not a lav. So since women are Chayiv in the lav of keeping Shabbos, they're also Mechuyev to keep Kiddush. Frek Tosis, why don't you say the opposite? Why do you say, since they're Chayiv in Shabbos, they're Chayiv in Kiddush, say, since they're Potter from Kiddush, they're Potter from Shmiras Shabbos? That's Tosis's Kasha. So Tosis has a few terutzim to this question. He brings other places where you find such things, you know, that you go Lakula Taka, the Gemara, just use an example. The Gemara has a Havamina that Kahanim are Potter from Tzitzis, because since Tzitzis and shatness are in the same pasuk, and Kahanim are allowed to wear shatness and big day kahuna, so they shouldn't be chayiv in tzitzis. So Gemara says, no, that's only when they're doing avaida, but they're chayiv in shatness. But according to that Havim meaning, why do you say, since they're potter from this, they're potter from that? So which way are you going to go? You're going to say, since they're chayiv in tzitzis, they can't wear shatness, but the Torah says they could wear shatness. So Tosis has a few terutzim. Chametz, but yes, so one of the final terutzim of Tosis is that this klal, that when you have a hekesh, and you say, for instance, chametz and matzah, since women are chayev in chametz, they're chayev in matzah. That's also one of the exceptions. Tosis says that you take the end of the pasuk, and the end of the pasuk teaches you about the beginning of the pasuk. Shomer is the given, that's what we call the axiom, that's for sure, that's a given, and that teaches you about the reishi. Follow, in other words, Shomer teaches you about Zohar. That's how you go. You go from the end to the beginning. Fektai Sakasha, oh, one second. It says in the Torah, Lo Silba Shatnes Gdilim Tasalachas. So there's a hekesh between Shatnes and Tzitzis. Tzitzis is at the end. Now, we know women are Potter from Tzitzis. How do we know that? Re'isim Oisai. Prat Luxus Laila. The Gemara says that a ksus laila is potter from tzitzis. What does that mean? Machlokes Rishonim, right? Let's go to Rambam because it makes it simpler. That at night you don't have to wear tzitzis. So all of us are going to say, oh, so I don't have to go to chasanas with tzitzis on. You do, because Tosis disagrees. He says a different pshat. But right now it's not negeah. Very nice pshat. By the way, we didn't do kishavan last night, right? It was. So anyway, there's a minig, this is parenthetical. There's a minig, Magen Avraham brings, see them do it, I don't see too many other people do it. They check their tzitzis after Kiddush Levana. After Kiddush Levana, they look at their tzitzis. So they say that to be used in the R of the Levana, you should look at the tzitzis. So Rav Harish Pesach Frank brings that he heard, I think he brings Godel Echad. When I was in Shlaim a few years ago, somebody told me it's a Bitzuk Yeruchim Diskin, Rav Maril Diskin's son, Rav Shulam Diskin's son. He said, Murray the Gavar. At the end of Kiddush Levana, we say, V'hi Or HaLevana Ke'or HaChamina. One day, Mitzvah Shem, it's going to go back. The Or of the Levana will be as strong as the Or of the Chama. Why are we potter from Tzitzis at night? We're potter from Tzitzis at night because it says, Re'isim Oiso. We don't see it naturally. You don't see it when the moon is not out. Right? We live in electricity, but without electricity, you can't see. It's pitch. If you've been in the mountains where there's no roads that have no, it's pitch dark. So he says, but now what are we asking for? That one day, Mitzvah Shem, this month, would be Mispal, that the moon should, by the way, just also parenthetically, that we dance by a Kiddush, it's not a Chassidish minig, it's Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Not the Sfar, it's a Halacha and Shulchan Aruch to dance. And the reason is, because we're hoping that the moon will become a full moon, and Klal Yisrael will join the Rebbeinu Shalom like it did for Maisa Breishis. There will be, you have a tremendous, and it's a chasana. That's what it says. A lot of times you see people walking out, you know, and you tell them, it's a shayoshiv, they do that. It's not, it's a lachun shulchan aruch, unless you're a Sephardi. But Ashkenazim have to do it. It's not something you can skip. It's not, it says a shulchan aruch. So he says, Omeri de Gavard. He says, we're hoping that this moon will stay forever, and therefore we'll be able to see at night, and therefore tzitzis will be chayv even at night. Right? It says, la'asud love, you'll be able, so we...
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
We're hoping that this mitzvah tzitzis this month will go back, will be even at night. It's Mara Dikavard. But anyway, it's a machoikis in the Gemara. Do you darshan it that way? You darshan for different drasha. Do you darshan that you're potter from tzitz at night, or it means, according to Tosis, a beged of night, I mean pajamas, like we call it. Right, that's part. But whatever it is, it's called the mitzvah seishos man grama. One man says, "No, you chayv and tzitzis at night." So frek tzitzis, we paskin women don't wear tzitzis, right? The women do not wear tzitzis. Right? That's and Shulchan Aruch even says in Ramah, he brings it. The Maril says a woman should not wear tzitzis. It's a guy vedik. The woman to wear, like you know, they have nowadays a lot of the women's liberation. Wear with talesim. Somebody told me from Salvechik. Rav Salvechik said on one time in Boston, a woman that was very, supposed to be a big place of women's liberty. So a woman came to him. She says she wanted to wear a talis. So he smartly said to her, "It's a very good idea, you know. But before you do it, put on the beged without tzitzis." And then they come to me in a month. So after a month, she came back and he said, "No, how was it?" He says, "Rabbi, what a spiritual experience. Beautiful, beautiful." He says, "Lady, you're wearing a shmata. Has nothing to do with mitzvahs. You don't mean to do it for a mitzvah. You're doing it for your own sake." But it says that women should not. It says in Shacharach, women, that's one mitzvah. You know, women do lulav, women do sukkah, women do... But tzitzis not. There were, though, women, satkanias, that did wear. My father, Oliver Shalom, did see the Chanchina Rebbetzin wearing tzitzis. She used to wear tzitzis. She used to take kvitlach and give brachas. She was an isha gedoyla ad ma'oid. Meaning, you know, in Ruchnias. And my father, as a kid, remembers going to her father, giving her kvittel. She was the old Rebbe's almana, and she wore tzitzis. You saw her tzitzis, it's known. But upon him, the women are potter from tzitzis. That's how we pass it. Fractis, if they're potter from tzitzis, they should be potter from shatnas. Because how's the pasuk go? Whoever says, lo silba shatnas, gdilum tasalacha. So instead of starting off, since they're chayev in shatnas, they should be chayev in tzitzis, you go from the end. Since they're potter from tzitzis, they should be potter from shatnas. You hear? Women should be potter from shatnas. Zoktaisis, okay, maybe they are. Who told you women? I mean, we'd save ourselves a lot of money, right? If our wives didn't have to go to the shatnas test, right? Maybe women attack a potter. Taisis looks. Where does it say that women are chayiv and tzitzis? Tosfos finds a gemara. What's the gemara? At the end of the first parakim beya, the gemara says, the Mishnah says, that on Yom Tov, you could send gifts to a person. It's part of Simchas Yom Tov. That if the gift is something you can use on Yom Tov, you could send it. You know, make so, you know, like we go over it. Sometimes we eat by people's house, we bring a bottle of wine, right? Somebody told me once he invited Russians to his Seder, and they brought a bottle of vodka for the Seder, right? They brought a bottle of vodka. But I upon him.
He was kosher Pesach?
What? No, it's not kosher Pesach. So Solishnaya is not kosher Pesach. But I upon him, so it says in the Mishnah that you could send clothing, whether they're sewn up yet, whether they're not sewn up, whether they climb or whether they're not climb. So the Gemara says, if it's not sewn up, okay. So even though you can't wear it, you could use it as a shawl, as a blanket, but climb lamai chazi. What could you use climb for? How could you send a person clothing made? What could he do for it? So Gemara says, if the pshat is you can use it as a carpet, as a doormat, it's not true. It's also good to know. If you ever see a doormat that might have wool and linen, I don't know if they do, right? It's known the story with the stipler. You know, the stipler, when he came out with a sefer as a bacha, the chazonish saw it, and he says, I want him for my sister. So he went from the Vardik, and he figured, listen, I'm going to go on a date, I'm going to shidduch, I'm going to lose a lot of time learning. So he learned the whole night, and on the train, I'll fall asleep before. Comes to the train, he sees the train has on it... What?
The upholstery.
Upholstered. And he says, maybe it's shatnas. So he stood up the whole time. He came to the date and he fell asleep by the date. She was like, you know, so Chazon Yesh asked him, do me a favor, try out one more time, as they say, you know, in Baruch Hashem. But anyway, like upon him, we have Reb Chaim, right? So why can't you sit on it? So Gemara says, it's a gzeira, because maybe a loose thread will come up. cover your foot or something, right? And therefore, it'll be clothing, because the Isser is not, right? Somebody somebody told me, I don't know if anybody looked into baseball gloves, that some people tie that used to be, I don't know. But anyway, so Gemara says, climb is for to make a vilon, to make a curtain. You can use it for a curtain. There's nothing wrong with using climb for a curtain. Curtains can be made out of climb, okay? That's the Gemara's tats, right? So Ketayis says, why did the Gemara answer climb for women? You know, it's going quote to the man, Dama, women are put a tzitz, put a climb. You see, since the Gemara didn't answer it, must be that women are chayiv and climb. And Taisa says, and that's the question. But that's the raya Taisa brings. Zokta Kivega, he says this kasha 3-4 places. He says that's such a raya. It happens to be the man, the Umar, and that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. He proves from Menachas, Rabbi Yehuda holds women are chayiv and tzitzis. So maybe the Gemara figure didn't want to say women because since they're chayiv and tzitzis, they're chayiv and climb. Zokta Kivega, I have a very simple raya. Simple. Yes, Rav Kivega Dick, yes. It's a simple thing we would not think of. Rav Kivega think, listen to this. What does it come out of Taisus? Alav she'ein ashav b'karl, there's no din of covered abrius. So he says, wait a minute. Rav said, ha'moitze klayim bebigdoy. If you find klayim in your clothing, you have to take it off. If women are putter from klayim, so it's alav she'ein ashav b'karl. Yeah? It's a lav shein shav b'kol. So but you'll say no. Maybe Rav holds that women are chayv and tzitzis, therefore they're chayv and klayim. No, it's an echanami. The fact that Rav said that you have to take off klayim is a raya that he holds women must be chayv and klayim. Because if women would be part of a klayim, it's a lav shein shav b'kol. That's what Kivik says. So he says, okay, maybe. So you have a raya that Rav holds women are chayv and klayim. Maybe that's only because they're chayv and tzitzis. He says, well, okay, let's go to another Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachis that at night, according to Rav says that at night you don't say the parish of tzitzis at night. Not like we do. Why? Because tzitzis is not noig belayla, Rav says. Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's what we said. You say something else instead of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what do you see Rav holds? That there's no tzitzis at night. That means he must hold that tzitzis is a mitzvah man grama. If women are potter from klayim, then how does Rav say that you have to take off klayim? It's a lav shein ashav b'kol. There's a raya, Zoktav Kivega, let's go over again. Rav holds that tzitzis is a mitzvah seishes man grama. That means women are potter from tzitzis. If they're potter tzitzis and Taisus' assumptions that they should be potter from klayim, then Rav din doesn't make sense. It's a lav shein ashav b'kol according to Taisus. Just like you can do an Issa Kohuna because it's Lav She'en Eshav B'Kol, you could do Issa of Climate and Eshav B'Kol. So you see from here that even though women are putta from tzitzis, they're putta from climb. That's what Kivega's Kasha. Now, Kivega uses this same Kasha in Shulchan Aruch, even Alacha, where the Magen Avraham has a question like this. A person goes to Shul, he's wearing a talis, and all of a sudden he sees this talis is puzzle. So now it's embarrassing to take off talis, right? People are going to come, oh, I have a girl 50 years old, she's talking, you know, I see you're not married. It's embarrassing to sit there, a guy's 60 years old, and he's sitting there without a talis. So I'm going to say, yeah, it's a mutter. He goes through all kinds of stuff. Maybe would be mutter, should be mutter, this. Fact of Kivega, what's the shayla? Tzitzis is only noyig by men, not by women. So if it's only noyig by men and not by women, memela, what should be the din? The din should be that the father's covered abrius is mutter. That's the kasha. And the question is, do we do a third part to this year? Okay? We'll start with the following. We'll start at least, and we'll continue over here. A Gemara in Yavamis. Let's look at today's handout. Before I left there, I got him met by a chasana, by his brother-in-law's chasana. Yaakov Shmuel, he says he will do it again. Even though I said I felt uneasy, he don't come to shir anymore. He said he had to go to a different shir now in Woodmere, but he's very happy to do it. So Mitzvah Shembalineda, I will do it with him. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that the din is essay doichal loisase, right? Mitzvah essay is doichal loisase, but not a loisase ve essay. Like, for instance, the classical example we always use is Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you have a mitzvah to do, but it's a malacha. You can't be doichi Yom Tov, though, we pass it, because Yom Tov, besides a lav of lois of komalach savoy d'liyasa lachem, is also an essay of Shabbosin. You have to rest. Ain essay doicha loisus of a essay. It's doicha lav, but it's not doicha lois of essay. So Gemara brings over here from a mitzayra. A mitzayra, a person is a mitzayra, and you go through the whole process of mitzayra, but at the end, he has to shave his head off. So it says, Roshay matamad loima, lefisha nema loisakifu pas roshay. You're not allowed to shave the peis of your head. Right, now, the Gemara is just a shot, just to understand, that could be the issa of shaving the peis is only if you shave the peis and leave the rest of the hair. But if a person takes completely, like a lot of people take bald haircuts, that's not called shaving off your peis. We don't pass in that way. So nobody do that, please. But that's the din, that even though you see people do it, I don't understand exactly their head. Or I've seen people, I thought they don't have hair, but you see during sphere it grows. So it's if you know anybody, talk to them. But anyway, Koponim, so the Gemara says, so how could a Metzaira shave? It's a loisa seva essay. The lav of taking off your payas, I mean, using cutting off your payas, is a lav, losakifa, and an essay, kadosh from you. So how could an essay be doicha loisa of essay? The Torah says you have a gzeras akasu, that you could. So let's learn out from there that essay is doicha loisa of essay. So Gemara says, no. Hakafas arosh is a lav she'ena shava b'korl. Same type of svar. Shaving your payas is only by men and not by women. Women don't have the issa.
How do we know that?
How do we know that? So Gemara says, because there's a hekesh, which Tosfos that we mentioned before mentions it, is a hekesh between shaving your beard, right? Cutting your beard off with a razor blade and cutting off your payas. A woman does not have a beard. Not physically, she could have a growth, but it's not called a beard. It's called a growth, right? We see women don't have naturally beards. Those women that have, it's a growth. So it's not called zakanchas. We make a hekesh, whoever doesn't have the isser of zakancha doesn't have payas or rush. But that's the din, exactly. Women don't have it. So Memele, Gemara says, even though usually your essay is not doicha lavana essay, but over here it's doicha. Why? Because it's a lava essay she'ena shava bakar. The Gemara in Yevamos says Yibum. What's Yibum? Reuven is married to a woman and Rachman Tzalan, he dies childless. His brother Shimon does Yibum with her. Yibum, as we know, is Bia. Now, what happens if the woman that he's supposed to do Yibum with is Asa to him? Lamasha. His brother's married to Mamzeris. And he can't marry a Mamzeris. It's a laughter. So Gemara says, in the Mishnah says you don't do it. So Gemara says, why not? Eser d'chaloisase. Let the Eser of Yibum. The Gemara comes out really mid the rice. You could, it's only your bonnet. But first the Gemara says, goes through the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that let's say a fellow's a kohen gadol, his brother was married to a woman, and now she fell Yibum to him who's a kohen gadol. Now, she's an almana, obviously. Right? Her husband died. A kohen is not allowed to marry an almana. So Gemara says, but one second, did he live with her? Did the first husband already have beer with her? If he had beer with her, then she's a bu'ula. And a kohen cannot have, cannot get married, cannot have beer with a bu'ula. He has a lot. What's special about a kohen gadol? He can't have beer with an almana, a widow, and a bu'ula, a woman that's not a psula. So to Gemara, there I understand why you can't do yibum. Ain essay doicha loisa seva essay. That's a Gemara. Fractisis. What do you mean? It's a lav she'ena shava b'kol. It's not shava b'kol. It's only nageya who? You're busy. Who's in nageya? No. Koyin. Every koyin. Mitzvah Shem Tuli. Don't be fooled. He might be the koyin gadol. Every koyin can become a koyin gadol. Every koyin has it. So I know it's not the pshat. It's right now, it's just like saying we don't have the Issa of Pesach. We have it right now. It's our Pesach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.